you did exactly what I wanted you to do, because you've actually introduced this year to you told us about last year and then sort of updated it to this year, and the point that you left is where we step in. So it's really set the scene, I think. So even if you felt you were out of place, you were definitely in the right place. The main theme for today is God at work in human lives today. Well, I think God has certainly been at work in my life, and still is. Especially since Mel and I decided that we had to own our own faith. It's been a journey which we've found quite daunting, but we've really enjoyed it, and I feel very comfortable where I am at the moment, although I feel certain that it's not where I'm going to end up. I'm not a fan of the stress of flying. Flying is great, flying itself is great, all the taking off and landing is wonderful, but I don't like all the queuing and the security checks and the fact that I have to leave all my metal body parts at home because they would trigger the alarm. It's waiting for your bags when you actually get there. You can't leave until you've got your bags. But I must say, at the beginning of February from Gatwick, it was quite different. No queues at all. We got rid of our luggage. When we got to the other end, they were there before we'd even arrived at the carousel, which was quite amazing, really. Never experienced that before at all. So that was really good. But this trip that we were undertaking, for Mel particularly, was something completely new. I've done something similar before. But there was certain trepidation because I hadn't been to a country where I couldn't speak the language. And I felt that this was going to be a real impediment. But we went, before we flew, to Hawley, to church, that Sunday morning. And all those feelings of tension just disappeared. Mel said exactly the same thing. And we left feeling very at ease with what we were going to hope to do. And part of that was down to Vanessa, because she'd organised this year's assistance for Vladimir about the feeding so well. There was so much information that we had that helped us to decide how to go about it. Even the menus were done if we wanted to use them, and they worked extremely well. Who motivated her in the first place to do that for the rest of us? Well, I think Jesus did. I think Duncan's talked about that already. And it's a combination of concern and love for the people in need in Riga. And I'm left with a feeling afterwards that what was done in Riga by those 10 people, and with Duncan and Cindy all the time, and Vladimir, is very much needed. As Vanessa said, Mike and Vanessa and Jeremy were the first to arrive, and they stayed the longest for 10 days. June Williamson, Mim and Mel and I were next, after a 1.5 week break. And we were there for a week, and then Rob and Debbie and Simon joined us for the last week, and we went home. And speaking about the week that we were there, there was really good fellowship between us as a team. And I think it's really important that actually when you work, regardless of the fact it's for God, that you actually work as a team together. And I think that as a community that believes in God and is centred around Jesus Christ, we have this focus which helps us actually to work together really well. And the fellowship was excellent. Min particularly, I think, valued this because he lives in isolation in southern West France, at Carcassonne, and doesn't get much encouragement from people around because there's nobody there that wants to talk about her faith. But she really enjoyed this week, and I think it will come out later. 2 days into our experience, the four of us were saying, we really want to come back next year. It had that effect on us. You may be aware, well, you will be, because Vanessa's mentioned it, that the authorities sort of really cracked down on the centre and imposed certain things that needed to be done. And Mike and Vanessa had done quite a lot of that work along with Jeremy before we got there. But there was quite a lot of work to do. I do have one thing that I want to complain to Vanessa about, and I'll do it publicly. She told us that we might expect between 60 and 80 people for food. Well, our first night we had 130, and I thought that was rather an underestimate, Vanessa. But I find that really encouraging, that there are so many people there that need to hear God's word and come for food. Both types of food they come for. Duncan tells me that no advertising was done, that it's all just by word of mouth from the people who get to know about it. And that's really interesting. So we had to rush out that first night and buy a lot more bowls in which to put the food, because I think we had enough for about 80, but that was the limit. And we just about managed to buy, in less than an hour from actually first serving up, enough bowls to make up the difference. And that's where it gets really interesting. Because I'm convinced that first evening that God worked a miracle there, because we cooked enough food to fill three of those saucepans, not the fourth one, and yet the food went round. And I don't think what was in those saucepans would have gone round 130 people. God made it work. And it was after the meal was finished that I realised that we'd seen a miracle from God. As Duncan said, God can do far more than we can imagine. For the rest of the week, we cooked all four saucepans of food every time. And regardless of the number that were there, it was all gone by the end. There was none left over at all. And there was an interesting and noticeable change during the week in the people that Vanessa's been talking about already. But we were new to them, so we were strangers. And that first night, there wasn't a lot of eye contact or communication between us. But as the week went on, they became more relaxed with us and understood that we were there and were going to be there for another day or so. And they became much more communicative and responsive and actually looked at us and smiled and responded to the things that we said or tried to say to them in another language. While we were there, Marcus and Gladys came to visit and stayed with Duncan and Cindy, but came to the centre several times. But Marcus, as you know, hasn't been at all well. And yet he is well now because God has worked in his life and appears to have cured him of his cancer. Another example of God working. My main task was to do as many of the jobs the DIY jobs as necessary. But cutting off the water during food preparation or during cooking or feeding wouldn't have gone down too well. So I had to fit in. And nor could I carry on working if there were baptisms. Even if I'd wanted to, it wouldn't have been right. So my time was a bit disjointed. And because I was the only one doing the real work at this place, as opposed to all the cooking, it was rather difficult as well, because I was the only one. So when I needed four eyes or four pairs of hands, I only had my own. But Mim did step in and help when needed. I did rather a lot, Mike, of walking round your partition just to get 2 inches away from where I already was. So I think I probably walked a good 20 miles a day. And odd leaks would appear in some new plumbing, which had been completely sound for the last day, and all of a sudden would appear. And again, I didn't feel the pressure that I would have done at home. Mel knows I'm quite volatile at home. I'll come out with an angry phrase. David's laughing, he knows what I mean. But it just didn't happen there. I just took it calmly and just got on with it. So again, I think that actually, perhaps the circumstances and Jesus made a difference for me. Because it wouldn't have been very good to say or act in the wrong way in front of a lot of other people, would it? Hot water is a limiting resource there. It's needed for baptisms. In fact, the whole of the water supply, a hot water supply, is needed for baptism, but a lot of it's needed for the washing up too. And the big bath isn't very warm when baptisms take place. In fact, there were a couple of occasions where I wouldn't like to have had to get into the water at all because it was so cold. But dying with Jesus is a shock to the system too, isn't it? And so is rising out of that water to new life. God is good, and Jesus is our Saviour. And those baptised really showed in their demeanour and their faces what it meant for them. It was probably one of the few things that have really been of real benefit to them, other than Duncan's help and encouragement. But in their normal daily life, nothing much happens. Living on the street is not good. So that being baptised into Jesus Christ is a huge thing, such a benefit, and we should thank God for that. They are very good at clearing up after meals. In fact, actually, I got told off quite strongly for going out and trying to help to clear away after the meals. And I was told to go away, go back and do something else, and they'll get on with it. And I think that is part of this growing together that Vanessa's talked about as a community, that they actually own this project as well as Duncan and as well as the people that take part. I'm going to show some pictures now, and I'm not going to say very much about them really. Can you all see that? Duncan, we didn't have some names for the lady who's very ill. Who is that?
Ludmilla.
Did you hear that? Ludmilla. Her son spends all his money that he earns in his meagre job just to provide the drugs to keep his mother's pain under control. And while we were there, she was lying on the bed. Now, the little tiny picture down the bottom in this that corner there is actually what we saw in the room. They couldn't afford the electricity. They had two candles, I think, alight in that room, and it was very difficult to actually see who was in the room or what was going on. But because we were using flash, obviously it looks a lot brighter. But there were Sandra and her mother actually regularly in that home looking after these people who cannot afford electricity or food or heating. And Duncan provided the heating. And the previous set of pictures was us taking logs to them, which Rob and Deb did as well, and I think probably you did too. Baptisms. Our first night and four baptisms. I can't tell you which ones are which, but presumably you've got the right names, Duncan, here underneath those. But, this is really nice because while Duncan was away in, where'd you go on that day? Somewhere, another country. Yes. Vladimir's very good friend, who is also a faithful brother, brought his friend for baptism. And it was such a nice event during the day, and that she was such a bright person. Just prior to her baptism. Ah, yes. Duncan decided that Mel was going to play the guitar, but Mel will talk about that.
I've got
that
something to talk about.
That's right. Right, Mel, go on then. Off you go.
I thought it was a bridge.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture up there of me getting my instructions from Gladys. What to do for the day. So. Okay.